Wealth Network.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile Virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit PestWorld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts.
Shaniqua, age 14. Ryan, age 9.
But this isn't about cult statistics. It's about saving kids.
Terrell and Jamal, age 6 months.
Please go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up to get free Amber Alert text messages on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today for free at wirelessamberalerts.org. You can imagine what the family of an abducted child is feeling.
Alexander, age 7.
If you actually did help save that child, just imagine what that would feel like. WirelessAmberAlerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Welcome to the Creating Cafe with your host, Barbara Joy, laughingly and lovingly known as the Shift Guru. Barbara is an author, motivational speaker, and life shift coach. She assists individuals like you to identify and shift limiting beliefs as they choose to create the life they deserve. Her show is focused on those perspectives that will assist you in creating the life you desire. She will be joined by fascinating guests who will share their own inspirational stories and will provide you with the tools and awarenesses to use to create a more dynamic life. Last but not least, Barbara will assist the angelic realm in sharing their insights with you. Enjoy the discussions as you learn how to apply these unique and empowering insights to your own life. Join Barbara at the Creating Cafe. Settle into a comfortable chair with your favorite cup of coffee or tea and a mind open to the possibilities of life. Consider the life you desire to create. Identify those areas in need of shifting and join Barbara as she provides insight and wisdom. You just might choose to shift a long-held perspective. Any shift of perspective shifts your beliefs and your life experience.
Hello and welcome to the Creating Cafe. For those of you who are returning, thank you so much for returning and to spend the next hour with me. For those of you who are new, understand that this is an hour in your life where I ask you to consider possibilities. Possibilities are like seeds. Some of them will fall on fertile ground and take root because that's what's intended. Some will fall in marshy areas that it's too wet for them, and they will flourish for a bit. They will, in fact, grow too quickly, and then they will also pass away. And finally, there are those that fall on stones and rocks because it's not their time to grow, to flourish. So no, these are only possibilities. And because you live in a free will universe, you can choose what possibilities work for you. So with that in mind, I want you to find that comfortable place to be where you can most easily open your mind to the possibilities. So find that place to settle in, perhaps with a warm cup of coffee, a hot cup of tea, or a cool beverage that assists you in opening and relaxing. And I invite you to join me, Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, as we begin this amazing hour. And we open the first segment with the angelic realm. I am a channel, a conduit for the angelic realm to speak. And the topic they would like to speak on today is the topic of creating and how we are creating elements. And we will be, as we're talking about this, focusing on the first chapter of The Creating Formula. And this is a book that I have the opportunity to co-author with the angelic realm. And I call it co-authoring because of a number of beliefs I hold, but more importantly, because I am not a clear channel. I know this. I don't get out of the way, whether it's with physical issues or situations or the angelic team. So as they brought this in, I asked questions, I sought additional information, and then kind of added my two cents. So we're co-authors. Let us listen now to what the angelic realm has to say about creating. Thank you once again for letting us join you all. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to take voice through the one we know as Barbara Joy. You each are creating elements. You came to the earth plane to create. You create on behalf of an entire team of souls. Your creating impacts not only you, it impacts those other souls and their soul evolution. As others creating impacts your soul. It is a team effort. Creating is a team effort. And we would like to speak in this segment about what occurs in soul space as you choose, with agreement from the divine, the all, or whatever term you use for your highest power, as you choose your agenda and your soul team to support your agenda. Consider that you are now a twinkling. You are a soul in soul space, very much like a twinkling in the eye, if you will. And as a twinkling, it has now come time for you to return to your next evolution. Consider it, if you will, very similar to returning as a college student for the next semester. And as you return, you have an agenda. And keeping in the college analogy, we are going to call that agenda a curriculum. And much like when you were in college or high school or whatever you can relate this to most easily, you sought guidance on what course of study to take or courses to take. Some of you sought guidance by seeking a counselor. Others may have sought it simply through what you call your interface on the World Wide Web because there was information available. In any case, you sought guidance and received sign-off for the classes you chose to take. This sign-off in soul space is what we know as the divine, the all. Again, you know this energy, this magnificence, by many other names. And so you are up in soul space, and you have met and conferred with the divine, the all, and you have your agenda, your course of study for your next iteration on Earth. And those of you listening now, you are in that iteration. Many of you understand it to this point. We would like to take it further. Many of you understand through the word contract, purpose, many of those kind of words. We like the word agenda or curriculum. Understand that your agenda or curriculum has many, many aspects. A wide number of those were determined and selected to be in alignment with your agenda when you were in soul space. Those aspects include everything from the body you are in, the mind you have, the challenges you are creating in your life, the place you came in on Earth to live, the family you selected, the friends you interface with. All of those are not by happenstance. Your position in the family, how your family unit interacts, every single aspect of the life you chose as a soul impacts and supports you in the successful completion of your agenda, your curriculum. It is no different. Again, we will go back to a college curriculum or a high school curriculum. It is no different than when you are taking a math course. You are supported by an instructor who knows math. You are supported by a brain that, if you are an advanced math course, deals well with math. As you move into more and more of your courses of study, you also tend to be supported in college or high school by individuals, other souls in that same course of study. They become friends. They become support systems. Are you beginning to see how it's evolved? And when you run into an individual over and over and over on the earth plane, and you wonder, why is this individual in my life? What's going on here? We recommend you, instead of asking why and kind of throwing away the opportunity, we highly recommend you take that deep breath and ask of us, ask of your soul team, in those still, quiet moments of your life, how is this individual, this soul in a physical body, intended to support me through my agenda? And some of that support comes through conflict. And some of that support comes through the setting of boundaries. Every individual in your life, for more than a fleeting second, is there to support you in your agenda, and you are there to support them in their agenda. And when you choose to take a societal low road, as we see it, and say, well, it's not my job to interfere with them, think again. When you hear yourself saying that, wonder what you are shying away from. And again, we are not in any way directing any of you to interfere in someone else's agenda. Instead, We are recommending to you that if you are in relationship of any type, and we will take that relationship down to the point of being a customer at a store and receiving support, being in a checkout line, sitting next to someone on a train or in an airplane. If that is occurring, you are in relationship. If you are in relationship at any level, and we are talking about some very potentially fleeting relationships here, there is something to be gained to support your agenda and you to support theirs. If you are in more intense relationships, the intensity, the consistency of the relationship gives you information on the level of the relationship, of the interdependence of each of you as souls on completing, successfully completing your agendas. And we speak about successfully completing agendas. There is no incomplete agenda. However, again, using a schooling analogy, there are high levels of learning and lesser levels of learning. And just like in a school setting, if you receive a D or an F as a level of learning, not as a judgment, as a level of learning, you as a soul may choose to redo that agenda. And because other elements of you have evolved, those aspects of your agenda also evolve, which cause them to be more challenging. So notice, as we've recommended before, simply notice who is in your life, how you are assisting them in their agenda, their learning, their experiencing, and how they are assisting you. And we will have more information on this aspect next week. Thank you again for letting us be a part of your life in the physical. Never a dull moment with the angelic realm, is there? I'd never thought about when I was checking out of a grocery store that that individual was assisting me in my agenda, the completion, the learning, the experiencing of my agenda. I always saw those as just kind of happenstances. Interesting information. So take this information in from the angelic realm. We're going to be spending more time as this show progresses on creating. In fact, my guest today, T.J. Phillips, is a lady who over the last 3 years has created a website, a following, radio shows, and now various other offerings from seekers to those who are seeking. And she's done this over a three-year and soon-to-be many more year process, I'm sure, as she has stepped in to what I would consider one of her agenda items, one of her creating agenda items. Stay with me as we listen to the interview I had with T.J. Phillips as she shares with you her creating. Stay tuned.
Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330. Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadhogs, Rhetoric, Burn Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And as I indicated, I have an utterly amazing lady, friend, fellow journeyer with me today, T.J. Phillips. Welcome, T.J.
Well, thank you, Barbara. It's very nice to be here.
I am so pleased you're here, that you've had the time with everything you've got going on to join us today, because you have, as you have shared with me before, you have been on about a three-year, I'll call it an odyssey, because I think that's a more fun word than journey, creating an incredible website and offering to people that you've called Believe in the Moment. Would you tell us how it started, what happened? Just, I love your story.
Okay, sure, I can do that. Well, it started actually about 3 years ago with a vision. I had the vision of gathering the messengers.
What's the messenger?
A messenger is someone with an inspirational message to share with the world. That's basically, you know, what a messenger is. Someone who has a connection with spirit that they've acknowledged and they want to share with the world that everybody has that, and, you know, to try to help people to become aware of it. So I saw that, and I thought, how am I going to do that? You know, And I thought, oh, okay, you know, I guess that's what I'm supposed to do. But I've learned with visions that you trust, and that you just allow it to happen. You follow your intuition and, you know, just keep your eyes open to what's going on. And pretty soon I connected with a lady that put me together with Twitter.
Okay.
So I went on Twitter and I started connecting with beautiful people there, you know, just some amazing people, inspirational people. And that was all wonderful, but it still, I knew that still wasn't quite it. And then I came across Neil Donald Walsh, and never heard of him before. I know a lot of people out there are going to say, how could that be, you know, but I never heard of him before. And so I started following him on there, and then I signed up for his daily inspiration messages, and I got an email from him one day about the next top spiritual author competition, and the subject of it was, are you the next top spiritual author? And, you know, the funny part about this is that about, oh, maybe 6 months before that, I'd had what, Barbara, I think, you know, you commonly call it a download.
Yes, I do.
of information. And what it was like watching a movie in super-duper fast-forward of this book. And I was, you know, I'm just like, what on earth is this, you know? And and I was just basically told, write this book. Like, oh, okay, you know, I've never written anything before. So I just started sitting down and writing this book. Well, then this email comes. Are you the next top spiritual author? And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm writing this book. So I went out and I looked into that. And as soon as I signed up to get the information about this competition, I knew I wasn't there for the competition.
Okay, hold up just a second. You knew you weren't there for the competition. How did you know that?
You just do. It's just that gut feeling that tells you. And I know so many people discount that, but it is such a powerful thing. And it is a big part of your intuition. And I hope more people pay attention to it. We'll talk later about some ways that we can help people to tune into that and, you know, hone their skills about that so that, you know, something to listen to, listen for. But, so I signed up, went in, saw, you know, I'm like, no, I know this isn't what I'm here for. So, but I could see that the people who had already signed up, they were trying to connect and they were trying to talk to each other, but there's really no good way to do that there. So I created a temporary community. Within just a few days, we had 100 members there, and they were so thrilled to have a place to be able to talk about this common goal that they had with this competition. That was going along, and, you know, then after a while, they said, you've got to keep this going. Something else that had happened a year before that I hadn't made the connection, I don't know why, was I had yet another vision of Believe in the Moment, the website. The Believe in the Moment was a vision that I woke up one morning and I knew the name of it. I knew what the front page basically looked like, and I knew the function of it.
What did you know at that time the function to be?
To give messengers, what we call guides and friends, a place to connect with other people, you know, who are looking for their message.
Right.
So we call them seekers, you know. I mean, they're people who are out there that these seeds of wonder have been planted, and they're saying, okay, what is this about the either energy or, you know, like the health aspects, health and healing, law of attraction, the secret, intuition, spirit, you know, all those kinds of things. What is it about this? And so people will go there and I knew that this would be a place for what we call the guides and friends, the messengers, to put their information in a directory so that the seekers could come and find them and make those connections.
perfect. Thank you.
So that's what I saw. And I saw, you know, the front page with the questions, why am I here? How can I improve my health? What is higher consciousness? What is law of attraction? Who are these people? Is intuition the same as spirit? How do I affect nature? Does belief fit into science? And how does energy affect me? And I, that way, the idea is people can come in and whatever their comfort level is,
right,
whether it's law of attraction, you know, maybe they've heard about that and they want to know more. And then they can go out and find like-minded people who have answers that they can explore. They have, you know, whatever methods or techniques or ideas, you know, discussion groups, forums, programs, whatever it is. And these people can then connect with them and start learning about this and start opening up their awareness and understanding. So we're in this temporary community that I created for the competition, and they're asking me to continue it, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, there are the messengers. So I invited everybody over to Believe in the Moment, and it's just taken off from there. So
I love, TJ, I love your story because it is, you are like so many of us, where we have a vision and we know there's something to do with it. And unlike me, for example, you sit and you hold it beautifully until you've received guidance and guidance and guidance. And I really honor you for that. Now,
thank you.
You've got the front page of this site. You have taken it leaps and leaps and leaps and bounds beyond that first vision. How did you continue following this path, this creating?
Well, it is a work of co-creation.
Okay.
And that, you know, because basically I saw the vision, I followed the intuition, and I just try to stay as open as I possibly can to whatever my purpose is. And along with that comes asking questions, you know. It's, you know, where is this leading me? You know, what is this supposed to be? And what does this look like? And how is that supposed to work? And as those kinds of things come up, then I'm shown, you know, bits and pieces. And then I ask, okay, will you bring me these people? And will you bring, you know, I'm asking, okay, I need these people. I need this part. I need this piece. And then those things come in. And then it just keeps evolving from there. And I just follow along to wherever it leads me. And it turns out just so beautifully because that's what spirit does.
Now, let me again stop right here for a second, because one of the things I've also had the opportunity to watch you do is have a concept, ask for the support you need for the concept, and then I've watched as other supports come in, different maybe than what you thought you needed, and I love the way you stop and go, and these are my words, wonder what I should do with that support.
Very true.
Again, because we get information and our mental egos want to create the path and what's right.
Right. Right.
And you've learned or came in with it or whatever term you want to use, you have the ability to go, well, I thought I wanted that, but I guess I must want something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's right. And that's a big part of it is that, and I have learned as I've gone along with all of this, is that so many times, you know, we start along with something, you know, like the directory, you know. And I just thought, well, it's just going to be a simple little place for people to put their information and, you know, that'll be it. And then I found out, no, it's going to be even more than that because we're going to be able to put links to their books on there. And
yes.
And then along came my dear friend Peg Jones, and she said, why don't we have a radio show?
Yes.
And so now we have 4 radio shows, and we're going to be introducing another new one and possibly a 6th one later in the year. And so that was an addition in there. That was a whole new learning curve of, okay, what's this going to be all about? And it's grown from one little radio show to 4 and soon to be 5 and then later 6. And then, so that meant that we had to add another whole segment to the website. Well, that bloomed into something, and it's just been this evolving creation. And the input that comes in from all of these wonderful people that I've met through this process. And literally, though, you're right. What I do is when I sit down and I say, okay, well, you want me to add a radio show, I got to learn how to do this. And I go out and within a matter of, it's pretty quick now, then the information is there in front of me. Yeah, whether it comes in the form of a person who's already done it, like Peg, or whether it's an email that somebody sends me, have you seen this? Or on Facebook and somebody posts it, it's really been amazing to see how the whole idea of manifestation works when you truly trust it.
When you trust it, you allow it, you watch for all the signs, even if they're different from the ones that our mental ego tells us we need to be watching for. You are, and I'm so thank you again for being on the show today, because you are, as I've had the opportunity to watch and be a part of it and had conversations around it, I've seen what other people might consider stutter steps or dead ends, and instead you'd go, guess this isn't the way to be going. Well, okay, and then you ask for spirit to bring in the next new direction, and darned if they don't reply.
Yeah, and sometimes it takes the cosmic 2x4 that you're so...
I have wonderful experience with, yes.
We all do.
We do, don't we? Sad that we've come to the end of our time, but talk to us. Tell us a little about what we can expect coming up in the 2011 on this dynamic Believe in the Moment site.
Oh, my goodness. We have just added a whole new dimension to Believe in the Moment, because we've started offering mini classes, intuitive reading, and discussions. And so if people will come to believeinthemoment.com/calendar, they're going to see this whole calendar full of these wonderful events. And they're meant to be like little introductions and little windows of looking into these very diverse ways of looking at this whole idea of inspiration, self-help, self-discovery, law of attraction, the spirit, or the secret, intuition, all of that. And so we invite people to come by and many of them are going to be hosted by the radio show host, so you'll have a chance to meet them and have a little more intimate conversations with them and explore.
How fun.
Experience. How about?
Oh,
very
thank you so much, today. I am very excited about what you continue to create. You are a fabulous example of the creating process. So thank you so much for what you bring to the world. And remember, folks, it's believeinthemoment.com.
TJ is an amazing lady. And we will be right back after this commercial break to talk a little bit more about creating, TJ's experience, and your opportunity. Stay tuned.
Are Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Creating Cafe. I hope you enjoyed that interview with T.J. Phillips, as much as I enjoy doing the interviewing and knowing this lady over this period of time. One of the things, or some of the things I think might be valuable to know, is T.J.'s area of expertise is not necessarily in web development. She has become self-taught in this arena because that's how she was guided to do it. She is working on a very limited budget, so it wasn't about going out and getting the biggest and best resources and just simply pulling them together and making it happen. She has done this more like I think most of us are called to do it, and that's a bit of on a shoestring budget, if you will.
And it's because it's about the creating. It's not about, you know, picking and choosing and building huge empires. It's about creating that which we are called to create. And there's one other thing about TJ, and that is that she is very aware she is not complete with this creating project. As she has said to me several times, it really has a life of its own. And there are times when she'll just kind of be moving along at a steady pace, nothing new coming in, and then all of a sudden she'll wake up one morning and have a boatload of insights as to what is coming next. She won't know how. She won't know who's going to support her. She won't know any of that. They simply bring in the insights. And I have to ask you, as I must ask myself, how many times have you had those insights? And because you haven't known how it's going to happen, you push them aside. Always remember, the earth plane, as I understand it, is a free will universe. So I encourage you, I implore you, I guess, because I'm getting a serious nudge from the realm right now, that when you receive those insights, be they dreams, be they unique thoughts, and those are the kind of thoughts that we think and go, where the heck did that come from? I know this morning I was just stepped out of the shower, you know, brushing my hair, getting ready to brush my teeth, and all of a sudden a thought came in, and I kind of gotten to the point that I go, really? And it's an to-do, an action item that I've had on my to-do list for 3 months. Because it's something I knew I wanted to get done. It's a group I knew I wanted to connect with. But one of my new practices, and I say new because it's part of my resolution for this year, is to not take action until I receive a nudge to take action. I know I've built businesses. I've built arenas within businesses. I know how to build a business plan as well as anyone I know. And that doesn't mean that because I know how to build the plan, when I receive the first nudge or the first awareness that says, this would be something good to do. And notice that wording. This would be something good to do. I now know that that doesn't mean go out and do it. I now know that that is a seed being planted. And I wait for it to nurture itself, be nurtured by the universe, come into its own fruition. So this morning, as I'm stepping out of the shower, all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay, time to do that. And I will, and I have actually already started it. It's, you know, just a major step in a significant project I have that's been on the boards for quite some time. And I learned this and watched TJ practicing it. And I think it always helps each of us when we have the opportunity to watch someone else practicing it. So let's go back to the creating in the non-physical. Let's go back to what the angelic team told us about, that we all, every single one of us did as we prepared to come in for this iteration. And I don't know if there's reincarnation or not. I'm, you know, the jury's not out, but I don't know it. I perceive it. I don't know it. And that's why I say this incarnation. I don't know that they're connected. However, I do get a sense they are through soul evolution. And as the book was being formed, as this information was coming in about the soul called abundance, and as a soul, I positioned her as a she because that felt most comfortable. And I remember as I was writing the book and going through the editing processes and all, my editor looked at me and said, you know that you are abundance, don't you? And I kind of laughed and I said, I don't know that I am. I perceive that there are a number of us that will relate to abundance. I perceive that they are speaking in a very huge generic term as to who is coming on the earth plane at this time. And like I said, if in the college curriculum arena, I received a degree in business. Once I had accomplished my kind of first 2 years where I just had to take all the normal stuff, once I really got into my course of study,
there were many times the same people in every single class because it's the agenda, it's the curriculum. And I believe, or I perceive, that that's what's happening right now on Earth. There are a number of us in the very same classes. And again, I think I shared on an earlier show that as I've looked to get my book out to a number of different distribution houses, I had one distribution house come back to me and say, Barbara, there are simply too many books in your genre. It's too confusing. And I had to smile because it was like the angelic realm, the boys, the team were all doing a happy dance. And my interpretation of that happy dance is that there are a number of us intended to be bringing this information right now. And because it doesn't fit the norm that says in the book publishing arena or the book distribution arena that only there should only be X number of books there, because it doesn't fit the norm, it didn't get picked up that way. And that's fine. And it was just delightful to see the happy dance going on in the universe. It's like, yes, a number of the souls on Earth are getting it, are writing it, are communicating it. And I just kind of sat back and said, yes, and now would be a good time to help us all sell it. Anyway, that was just a little bit of an insight on how that which we perceive is important to have happen may or may not be as the paradigm shift. So now think about who you are. Think about your course of study. Think about your agenda that you created and agreed to at a soul level with the divine the all. Simply think about it. Notice where you came in on the earth plane. And I will tell you that the angelic realm has little patience for those of us, those souls of us who came in to the United States of America or any other well-developed country. They have, on the flip side of that, a great deal of patience for those souls who have come in to live more physically difficult lives in the underdeveloped or the starving nations. So just a little heads up that a lot of whining won't get many of us in the U.S. or in places where, again, we are in developed countries. No matter how bad we perceive the economic scenario to be, just know that a little whining isn't going to get you very far. And a lot of whining just may bring in what I call the cosmic 2x4. So think about where you came in. Think about the physical location you were birthed in. And now they're showing me the alignment to that the astrological charts. That's why it's so important for the astrologers when they do our birth chart or our ongoing charts, our year charts, to know where we came in. It gives them a point of information. I'm not even sure they're aware of it. Notice your parents. Notice there's areas of expertise. Notice what they valued and didn't value. Now, if they valued something that you desperately are out of alignment with, then perhaps you brought in those, you chose those parents as they chose you to learn to set boundaries. Perhaps you learned it, you brought them in to learn what you don't want to do or know. Often, knowing what we don't want is what keeps us best on the path, on our alignments, on our journey. Notice the siblings you brought in or lack of siblings. Notice the family structure. Think back as you were a child on what you noticed, not today and what you discern and how you judge, but think back on what you noticed. I'll share a little about myself right now as an example. I came in to a very hardworking mother and father, depression children. They absolutely valued their word. If mom and dad said something would happen, it would happen. I remember they also valued travel, something that I value immensely. And dad is Iowa farmer, southern Iowa farmer. Notice, not up in the rich lands of Iowa, but down in the kind of the poor
soil of Iowa, if you will. And I remember little things like we'd be on a trip and, you know, and of course, and I have three siblings, all female, so no brothers. Again, Iowa farm, no brothers. Interesting scenario as I reflect back on it. We'd be on a business or on a trip, family trip, and we tried to take one every year. Sometimes we'd go 4 hours away, two different years. We loaded all of us in the car with a whole bunch of groceries because money was very tight, and we drove to the East Coast 1 year and the West Coast several years later. And on those long drives, we'd say, Daddy, Daddy, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do today? And because of his level of integrity, as I look back now, his response, and I use it today, was, ah, today's going to be a wait-and-see day. And that really, you know, it didn't tell me that he didn't know. It told me that it was a wait-and-see day, that there might be different things pop up that he wasn't sure of. And I have used that in my own mind sometimes when something will happen in the day I haven't planned and I'll go, well, guess this is a wait-and-see day. The other thing I remember about my childhood is I would, in the afternoon, after all the chores were done, and this was summertime, I was in my, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 arena that age, I would get on my bicycle and bike to one of the back pastures. We called it the sheep pasture because Dad ran sheep and cattle and hogs. And I'd bike back to the sheep pasture and go into meditation with that energy. And I remember as an older child, not a young child, still connected, but as an older child, I would get on Pegasus and we would fly to places unknown. So as I look back now, even many children, they say all children are connected till they're about three, and by that time our societal norms have shut down their belief in the non-physical. For whatever reason, my belief in the non-physical was there. So we're going to continue this next week. I want you to begin thinking about who you are. Notice what you came in with. Notice what you surrounded yourself with as a child. Notice what you surround yourself with now that feels good. If it doesn't feel good, it's not in alignment. It may be necessary, and it's not in alignment. So, this is Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru. Thank you for joining me. Please visit my website. Please sign up for my monthly e-newsletter. You will not receive any other distributions from me because I, like many of you, really do not enjoy having my inbox, my email inbox, blasted away. Think about who you are. Think about what you're creating. Notice your beliefs about yourself and consider shifting those beliefs. You are magnificent. You came here with an incredible agenda. You are so connected. You are so wise when you move out of your left brain and into your knowingness. Enjoy. I look forward to connecting again with you next week at The Creating Cafe.
If this show has opened some possibilities you would like to explore, join our website, www.theshiftguru.com. That's theshiftguru.com. Consider the tools available to you through her books, speaking topics, and offerings as a guide. Also, sign up for her short monthly newsletter and receive free ebooks dealing with angelic topics. Joy has assisted individuals just like you to create the lives they desire, one shift at a time. Call Joy at 303-880-5950 or complete the contact form on her website to set an appointment now. Begin shifting your life experience. None of the beliefs being discussed on this show or in Joy's offerings deal with faith-based beliefs. Joy supports all faith-based belief systems, and the views expressed by her guests are not...
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.